Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast. I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 138 of the Tokyo Black News and Review. COVID-19 is still kicking ass, but guess what you can get for a jab? You get a joint for a jab. Ain't it good, though? Won't he will? Won't he take you out?
I'll poke. Get a dose for a toke.
Dude, I got that vaccine for free. I feel like a fool. If I'd have just held out, I could have got a shotgun, some marijuana, fucking entered in a lottery. Yeah. A
pickup truck.
Yeah. Dude,
I
ain't get
shit. You probably would have caught that bad batch, Brandon. Don't do it.
Fucking, I ain't get shit except sicker than a fucking dog. That's all I got for my efforts. Yeah.
A dab for a jab.
Doing this.
I don't know who thought about jab, man. They should get punched in the mouth. Ridiculous.
Toke for a poke.
Them niggas insane, man. Them niggas selling death shots with amenities, nigga. Here you get a free couch ride, nigga. Like, what?
Yeah, what is this, the island of Dr. Moreau?
You get a free $9 meal that Dennis.
Everybody come with me. I mean,
you get that first goddamn, what's her name? Shit, I can't think right now.
I mean, my 5G's never been better, though, so.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's fucked up.
That shit beaming from your nuts to your head. It gonna feel real good.
Yeah, when Bill Gates, old lady, comes up missing, you know what happened. He flipped on them microchips and, yeah.
Where's his microchip? Got that money back. He looking old.
He don't get no microchip. Man. He's got the VR headset that controls all of us.
I guess. He's trash, and we letting this nigga control us. He doesn't look like decisions made on some niggas.
He doesn't look like he has much time left on this world. But moving on to episode 138 of the Tokyo Black News in Review. And always remember, people, if you smoke wild horses, this episode about to be nasty. I'm going to try to keep that shit going for as long as I can.
Wild horses. Nigga paying 50 cents for a pack of cigarettes.
But we will support Wild Horses if you want to give us a sponsorship.
Man, that's a pro podcast when somebody knocks a beer over on the table.
Hey, bro. Wild Horse, nigga, every time I knock a beer over.
Yeah. Every time Brandon. You knock a beer over, a wild stallion gets his mane.
What my throat said when I got finished smoking the Wild Horses?
Now take your hands from around my throat, nigga.
Welcome, everybody. Let's get this show started. Let's go. We gonna, you know what I looked at the other day? Die Hard. And I realized made 5 Die Hard movies with incredible, stupid titles. And we just let Die Hard is a franchise that should have never been past one movie. Die Hard 2. Die Harder.
Y'all need they took that away. I gotta say, they erased the Die Harder part with history, didn't they?
No.
They still say that.
It's the internet season, nigga. That shit never forgot.
Okay, you're right. But, now they want to pretend like that never happened.
Die Hard 3 was worth it.
Die Hard 3 was what? Die Hard 3, by the way, was originally written as a Lethal Weapon movie, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There you go. And I ain't gonna.
That's why it bombed so hard.
John McClane should have been dead 10 years ago after the first trip.
I would have thought that nigga would have had some bad foot infection. Nigga, you walked in all that glass, nigga, and you don't shut up.
In the 80s,
patient time, my nigga. I know you got some gangrene in there.
I know.
Hey, man. Living in America. Let's get started to this upper room, to these people who didn't make it this past week. Brandon?
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek. Do not come. Do not come.
Is that for all the people who are going to hell?
Heaven's full. They're watching the border.
Man.
Camilla is telling
you. Hey, look, nigga, you use cocaine, nigga. Don't use cocaine. Don't use cocaine. Nigga, bitch, you lying. This is the best time of my life.
Only one person passed away this week. Was it Ned Beatty?
Yes.
It was Ned Beatty, yeah.
He was an Oscar nominated. He's from Network, Deliverance. But we all remember him from Superman 3.
Mr. Luthor.
I don't think that's where we all remember him from.
We shall never forget.
We don't remember him from Otisville, from Superman.
Yeah. Yes, that's where I remember him from most famously. See,
that might be before me and Jamar's time, nigga. Otisville, that sounds like a Motown record group, nigga.
Nah. That's what Lex was going to take over America. He was going to let Otis have a little place called Otisville. Otis thought, but then Lex comes in and he's like, Otisville! And then John Cryer replaced Ned Beatty in the next movie in number 4, and John Cryer went on to play Lex later.
Yeah, he sure did.
And the franchise was already ruined by then, but hell, you know.
Yeah, it was. Man, Superman Quest for Peace or whatever the fuck it's called. Woof.
Right, right. Well, yeah, we reviewed that on our old podcast where we reviewed bad sci-fi movies.
We sure did. I'll post it up so you can listen to it.
Well, Ned Beatty died at 83. And since he's the only white man going to heaven, racist Joe, that one man who just keep riding the bus because he don't know if he want to get on or get off, he's always there. Brandon, send Ned Beatty up to heaven by himself.
I was gonna get that clip, but then I was like, I better not.
What? Mention Deliverance?
Yeah, I was gonna get the Deliverance clip, but then I was like, it might have been going too far. Yeah.
I could smell it.
Big like a pig. Whee!
Ned Beatty wishes he could go one mansion without that.
Oh yeah.
The moment he said it, nigga, that shit golden, nigga, you ruined. Yeah, he became a walking punchline after that.
I want to see you squeal like that's some jail shit, nigga. Where you get that from? Where you drumming up from?
Moving on, these stories are going to be from June the 7th all the way to June the 14th, 2021. And Brandon, me and Brandon had a great conversation. You should always come back to this show. If you go, 50 years into the future, nigga, what happened on June 14, 2021. We'll be here. Yeah. We'll
I
got to
be honest. I think I said this last time I was on, but that's one of my favorite aspects is that we say the date every time because it's so fucking specific.
That week, we may be a Google search one day, the Tokyo Black Hour, June the 7th, 14. Yeah.
If you're writing,
time capsule.
If you're writing your college dissertation, feel free to use this as a source.
Yeah. If you're writing along in your playbooks at home, that's an X.
But don't forget the CTC. Cut that check, nigga. Even if we 90 years old, nigga. I like bitches. I like drugs, nigga. Anything.
Pops. 90 years,
baby. If still cool. If you 99 and Pops still cool, nigga, send me all your Pops right now.
Yes.
Please.
Let's get on to this good old American news. Brandon.
Living in America. I'm good.
Dude, I've actually got breaking news, if I might interject for a second. Apparently, Eric Clapton has went on some kind of films thing and is spouting a bunch of COVID-19 conspiracy theories. I actually called up with Eric Clapton for an exclusive interview. So, Mr. Clapton, can you tell us the source for all of this information?
She don't lie. She don't lie.
Cocaine. Interesting. Back to you, Moore.
Let me get a little bit in. Living in America. Let's give a shout out to Wasabi. I guess this isn't in America, right? Where's the Westminster dog show at?
Westminster.
Well, it's Connecticut, outside of the United States of America,
England,
I'm sure, right?
Who knows?
Yeah. So Wasabi, the Pekingese win best in show. Hey, Brandon.
Did y'all see it?
No, fuck no. That dog looked like a cotton ball with legs.
It did. It looked like it had on an 80s wig.
I thought that dog was the best CGI.
It did look like CGI. It looked like Final Fantasy 11.
It made, oh man, this dog, I wonder what this dog get at the end. Hey, Brandon, when that dog woke up in the morning time after winning.
Now take your hands from around my throat, nigga.
Oh, I hope you were going to be quick on that one. That one I was hoping you were going to play.
In editing, it will be
from
quick.
Around my neck, nigga.
I was going to make that same joke.
Oh, God. Wasabi the Pekingese. Shout out to you, man. You won best in show. In the reserve slot, a runner-up was given to Bourbon the Whippet. What the fuck is a Whippet?
Oh, man, it's like a...
Hey, ready.
It's kind of like a greyhound-looking dog. Yeah, it would be the closest thing.
What fucking dog eat better than that? Nigga won't even eat steak unless it cooked well.
Yeah, nobody wants their steak cooked well.
Huh?
I said nobody wants their steak cooked well.
Well, you know, civilized civilians do. You know, you animals want your shit still gushing out the side of your mouth. But hey, to each his own, man. Let's get into some good old American news, baby. From the New York Post. Is it? I'm so sorry. I always fuck up her name. Is it? It's Kamala, right?
Or yes, Kamala Harris. Yes,
Kamala Harris. Kamala.
Damn.
Woo. My black card. Well, you know, whatever. Kamala Harris. Then they say, you know, they. Never mind. You know what? Brandon played the clip earlier.
Oh, it's all right. So I got the actual clip here.
At the same time, I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek.
What you mean, folks?
To the
United
States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
Dead inside.
She didn't sound like Trump, boy.
I was thinking the same thing. If you replaced her voice with Donald Trump's, it would not sound any different. Yeah.
This is what I tell people, bro. Where was she again? You know, where was she at again, Dusty?
Oh, she was down in Guatemala.
Guatemala talked to the people about coming over the border. And all I could think is, you really think a nigga who was sending his kids, who can possibly die, to cross the border alone for freedom, listening to your dried up ass right now.
Nope.
That's like telling a bunch of homeless people, don't come to our border to eat steak. Stay in your lane and eat your shit. You know what I mean? You don't eat this steak. It's bad for you. Well, but he's hungry. He eat that steak.
It's definitely jacked up when they were, you know, advertising, hey, come on over here. We ain't like Trump. And then all of a sudden they had to do an about face and be like, oh, wait, yeah, we are. Stay right over there.
My funny thing is, do you think the interpreter was actually saying what she was saying? I'm making jokes behind her back.
This bitch is saying you can't go to America. Yeah.
We already there, baby. I'm saying you just break it down because you're in Guatemala. Kamala Harris, she always seems like she doesn't want to be there.
And she doesn't, you know. She doesn't. That reporter asked her, she's like, why haven't you been to the border? She's like, well, I ain't been to Europe either. What's your point? And I was like,
worst VP pick ever, bro.
The wheels are coming off.
Yeah, cause now the Democrats are panicking because they said that was a terrible that was a terrible scene. And, they saying Joe Biden may not make it, and they don't think she can goddamn beat Trump in 2024. If she had to go up against him, it's a wrap, dog. lame duck city.
Yeah, unless they fucking, you know, plug some more extra votes up in there.
Do you see Kamala Harris taking over for the 99 to the 2000?
No. No, they'd have to drop Bernie's corpse back out there and give him a run.
Yeah. Just like this, I'm not getting into that bullshit. Moving on, let's get into some more bullshit from
get that bullshit out of my face, bitch.
Ain't gonna be talking about my Kamala Harris, Camilla. I remember that girl told me she had some chucks on.
I don't know. I got my issues with Kamala Harris, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Kamala Harris. But she's trash.
And he's Biden trying. Is old. I mean, you ain't wrong. But, you know,
I'm assuming we're getting on to his son here in a bit.
Oh, yeah, we finna get on his goddamn, his son using the N-word like he Jermaine or myself. So Hunter Biden addresses his white lawyer as nigga multiple times, using phrase like, true that nigga, and blatantly. I only love you because you black, my nigga. So his lawyer black. He probably just eating that motherfucker check up. It don't matter. I charge him $400,000 every time he say that shit. And Joe Biden keeps signing off on the checks, nigga. It's all good.
Dude, this is fucking hilarious. This guy is the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah.
And then you really break it down. A nigga who smoked crack, white, black, green, yellow, no matter what color he is, you smoke crack, you call somebody a nigga at the end of the day.
And you smoke Parmesan cheese.
Well, yeah. They say you don't have a problem till Romano.
Dude, forget the N-word, you know, if like Rand Paul would have been caught saying, don't charge me Hennessy prices, that dude's fucking battleship would have been sunk. You know,
this guy was all red though, right?
Yeah, this guy,
did he run for something?
Yeah. What's that?
His brother
didn't Rand Paul run for something though?
Yeah. Hell, he was somebody.
Hunter Biden ain't running for nothing but the corner.
Yeah, he was somebody at some point. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, bro. Democrats don't. They be letting niggas slide like it's nobody's business.
What does anybody's kids do? Who cares?
It doesn't matter. But like I said, if I'm your black lawyer and you saying, my nigga, we cool, I appreciate it, my nigga. I don't know what to say. Is it, am I in fear of my life and your dad is the president and I know you smoke crack and you stealing from the top and the bottom of the table?
I don't know. It's hilarious. You thought you weren't voting for a racist and come to find out.
Nobody voted for Hunter Biden. Who voted for Hunter Biden?
He's stunting like his daddy. Yeah.
You smoke crack, can you be considered a racist? Smoking crack can put you at the bottom of the level. Well, you just with everybody.
I almost made a terrible joke. No, I mean, I don't think smoking crack makes you a racist, but, you know.
No, I'm talking about if you smoking crack, you can't be a racist because you got to be friends with everybody. Crack ain't, you know, you don't really go to the white man and get crack. Who you going to get crack from?
I'm not stepping on that landmine.
You going to the blacks, bro.
My only point is this. Hunter Biden is 51 years old. Is Joe Biden really responsible for what he does at 51 years old?
Yes.
At what motherfucking point is Joe Dunn being responsible for what Hunter does when he's on a walker?
When he's not a racist would be a good start.
We're not responsible past 18. I bet that's what you tell me. After 18, I wash my hands of it. You're talking about until he's 51.
Well, I'm just saying it reflects poorly on him as a leader. That's all I'm saying.
Do they live in the same state even?
I don't know. I just need for his son not to be taking no random computer to goddamn Larry, the cable guy. That's all I need. With goddamn government secrets on it. Like, why did this nigga have a computer with government secrets on it? He shouldn't even have a computer. This nigga's selling the house. He's selling property from the house. He should be in his own apartment in the slums, kicking it with his people. The Negroes. Moving on, Anthony Fauci, you have anything to say this week? My email is closed.
I know who you are. Don't wear no goddamn mask.
If you got your vaccinations.
Oh, I didn't hear the interview, but somebody been playing a clip. An attack on me is an attack on science. Nigga, you have been lying, and you have to face the consequences of your problems. Nigga, you were Captain Planet for 6 months. Nigga, we get an email. Nigga, you turned to the other Captain Planet.
Captain Pollution, I believe was his name.
Yeah, you turned to Captain Pollution.
Mm.
Moving on, Slip and Slide is back on TV. Hey, man, The left love their people. Jeffrey Toobin returned back to CNN for his family. I mean, for the first time since his Zoom exposure. First of all, a nigga wrote an article about a nigga exposing himself and going back to work. You went to school for this. Damn shame, bub.
Man, like, I was reflecting on this like last week, and I was just like, bruh, how little self-control do you have that you can't keep from fucking whipping it out on a fucking Zoom meeting with your colleagues?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like me in front, actually in front of everybody, being like, Stacy's boring. Now might be a good time to jerk off and literally just, you know, like.
Yeah. It makes me think of that Family Guy sketch where Lois is going to the store and she's like, I'll be back in 5 or 10 minutes. And Peter says, well, which is it? Because he's going to masturbate, see. But that's what this guy is. He's got so many damn Zoom meetings. He only had a little window.
My thing is, this nigga had the nuts to come back on TV. Bruh, if somebody catch me jacking off on live TV, I got to put my head down like a turtle, possibly for the next 2 or 3 years. How long has it been? 3 months?
Yeah, this dude. Yeah, no.
He must have been packing because ain't nobody complaining about Lil Toobin. his only fan must have jumped up. Shit, J Tube, nigga, holler at me. $15.99 a month.
That's a year for every window he had open.
all the tube you can take.
I don't get it, bro. Like I said, that type of shit doesn't even cross my mind when I'm working, especially when I'm on a Zoom meeting. Ooh, she got that dress on and they're going down the side. Yikes. Oh, boy, you need to calm the fuck down. Disrespectful pigs. Moving on. This is from Newsweek.
Wait, hold on a second. The View hosts defend Jeffrey Toobin's CNN reinstatement. I'm not judging. Since when are you hoes not judging? Really?
I can't even tell you who on The View. I get them mixed up with the other TV show of a bunch of old ladies talking about shit I don't care about.
Oh God. Dude, The Talk makes The View look like, God, I don't even know what, Shakespeare? Yeah. Oh, the Talk is terrible. I saw it one time while I was getting my tires rotated and I wanted to put my face through that plate glass window. It was awful. If The Talk was to sponsor us, we're good. Mm. But Joy Behar said, I mean, it just shows you how boring these Zoom meetings are.
Where did Joy Behar come from? Has she always been there? Because I've never heard of her name until The View.
Dude, I don't know. It's just funny that these ladies are giving Jeffrey Toobin just a shoulder shrug.
Hey, man, they busting Trump balls when he goddamn was talking about grabbing by the pussy and this nigga here. He actually put the thing out there for you live on TV.
Word. Yeah, no, he's good.
Moving on. Our homeboy of the week is Mr. Mike Lindell. And boy, if he ain't throwing. Every week he catch an L.
Dude, no shit. When will this guy stop? He is a menace to society. When will he stop fucking himself, man? This MyPillow empire is going down in flames.
His boy, kids just gotta be. Y'all niggas should have been shorting him.
His kids gotta be fucking spiking his drink, just hoping to God, you know, that mercury starts doing its thing.
You know who Mike Lindell looks like? I'm pretty sure I probably said this again.
Paul Bear.
He looks like the dude at the end of Howard the Duck when he started the can in the face.
Gross.
Think about it. Let that shit sit in your head. But Mike Lindell, he suffers another awkward moment on stage as he promised people that jets were gonna fly across him after the anthem was was singed or whatever. So all that happened, he just sitting there looking crazy in the sky, waiting for them, waiting for them jets. He probably like, huh? They still fueling them people. They come. How long do you stand right there before you be like, we ain't got no jets, huh, nigga? We paid $25.
For the biggest letdown in the whole wide world.
he turned around, living in America.
Oh, dude, and then he said he never even watched footage of the Capitol riots.
I'm sorry.
He believes it was
a setup. How did he manage that?
He thinks it like, was a setup.
You're right, Dustin. Nigga, we can see you. You can see that any time of the day. It has been time stamped, dude, on the internet.
It plays in doctor's waiting rooms. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you can't escape it. It was everywhere. When people said it was an orderly thing and everybody stayed between the ropes, I was like,
shit. The ropes must have went a long way into the Capitol. Yeah,
so far, in fact, they'll get you killed.
Yeah. Clam through that window.
Yeah, the end of those ropes lead to fucking 45.
Yeah, now we know what's behind the velvet rope. It ain't good.
Why does this nigga keep having rallies? And who is going to go see Mike Lindell?
I don't know. Who is going to see Mike Lindell? Please write in TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com if you went to a Mike Lindell rally. Right in and let us know.
Moving on. Have you seen Miss Kim Kardashian Lamborghini?
It's the
Urus.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Yes. In the words of Dusty, she dropped off some trash and came back with some bullshit.
That's it.
He has a Lamborghini that has
better than her. I put it, but yeah.
Nah, he didn't do it that well. He did it actually better.
Picture the truck from Dumb and Dumber, but with white fur. And it's.
I got a better picture. If you ever seen Legend, take the half of that horse and put that shit on that goddamn on that car. That shit white, that unicorn. That shit was pretty and very expensive. Why a bitch need fur on her car blows my mind. Why do they keep putting their stuff on the internet? She kissing the car. Like, bitch, you couldn't drive that shit through Atlanta without it getting filthy.
I was about to say, man, as soon as she rides by somebody, the road crew's cutting grass or got,
stop it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What if it rains?
that's the weekend call when everything go good.
Even if it does go good, though, like the amount of road grime that you're just going to pick up.
Well, she's from California. There's no road grime where they're at.
Yeah, get out of here. Yeah. You can't stop road grime. That is just, I don't care how rich you are, it's impossible.
Oh, so this has white fur on the inside and the outside.
Yeah.
And it even covers the wheels.
Wheels is the big thing, man. The wheels is the big thing because that looks so dumb. It's just a white disc over the wheel.
And what about fucking brake dust?
Brake dust?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, that's what I'm saying. Can that be real? If man, it is, that is the really, dumbest fucking thing.
You really think she gonna drive that shit? You know, they gave her that shit free, and 99 Americans got their goddamn stimmy checks and all their loans and finna go buy this ugly ass car and realize this shit is made with Legos on the inside. Nigga bought the ultimate lemon.
Dude. I just hope that the fucking fur is like you can take it off if it's like Velcroed on or something. I don't know.
It don't look like it. It's because even the name is embossed with it.
Well,
by the way, did we mention it's a Lambo?
Yeah, it's a Lamborghini.
Lambo, but you couldn't tell. I don't know if y'all can hear me shaking my head in my voice, but. I mean, I just don't like it. I'm not the one to come out and just blanket label shit dumb, but God, this is some dumb shit.
This is absolutely dumb shit.
This is an absolute waste of money. I mean, she does good stuff. She gets people out of jail, but then she goes out and, you know, this money could have went to much better shit than this.
We could have fed a small African village. But no, nah, nigga, we gonna shade these minks and goddamn make this Lambo fire.
Yeah.
All right, we shaving the minks down for a goddamn Lambo. Hell yeah, nigga. Let it ride. Moving on to... Go ahead.
Your husband's taking a plane trip with a mystery model. What are you going to do? I'm getting a new car.
New furry car, nigga.
Okay.
When it didn't come with a basketball player.
When we asked Kim Kardashian what she was thinking, she said... She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Cocaine. Yes, indeed. She had to have been on some, allegedly.
Oh, well, let's move on and talk about some people who about to be on some cocaine. Allegedly, they keep claiming Freaknik is coming back.
Oh, my God.
You can
Lil Scrappy and many more rappers we've forgotten about are going to be headlining Freaknik at the local park.
Hey, man, 8-Ball and MJG. Yeah. Pastor Troy.
Yeah, same man.
Pastor Troy's in there.
Same him.
Yeah. Nigga, who... You too old to be going to that shit. You know somebody finna get shot there on some boogie shit. And that before 8-Ball and MJG get there. And when them niggas get there, four more people get shot.
You can go digitally.
Who wants to do that and pay for that? What? I can watch somebody live Instagram for free.
Yeah, true.
You'll see me throwing heart reactions.
Yeah. I can't wait for Freaknik to come. When Freaknik come in, I'm going to be at the house. Y'all niggas finna spread the COVID. Hey, y'all going to get that Indian variant, too. go down to Freaknik. You finna get laid and paved at the same time. You looking sick, buddy.
Cough pretty
step
dry.
Into my tent. Where did you come from? Freaknik. Yeah, but we got a bag ready for you. But moving on to Ain't He Good, though, won't he will sometime, God give it.
By the way, hey, can I interject? I heard somebody say, won't he do it on TV earlier? Somebody said, I'm getting a divorce. This woman said, won't he do it? And I was like, yes.
Yes, God, he will. Won't All right, so will. Let's get down to Ain't He Good, though, won't he will sometime, God give it. Sometime he taketh away. Dusty and Jermaine are kind of like level-headed people, but me and Brandon, we love the taking.
Yeah, I like to see the taking.
The taking always feel better.
I'm definitely a big fan of Old Testament God rather than New Testament God.
Here we go with the old Testament versus New Testament argument on Tokyo Black Show again.
Yeah, I'm just saying Old Testament God got crumb. He really let you know where he was feeling. Yeah.
Plague of toads.
So let's get to the Old Testament from the AV Club. What's going on, AV Club? We appreciate you. Christian Teiga drops out of surprise role in Never Have I Ever. And all I can think about was, why the fuck is that a TV show?
I don't know, but man, ain't he so good? Yeah, I couldn't love this story more. Yeah.
That's just like Christian Teiga's married to John Legend. That nigga worth like $300 million.
I got Jamar's answer, though. This is, what's her name? Mindy Kaling from The Office has gone on and done some shows. Because I looked into what Chrissy Teigen had done, and some of the only real television shows she ever did are Mindy Kaling productions.
Oh, and they must be friends.
Yeah, exactly. And this is also a Mindy Kaling production. And apparently it's about... I can't remember. I want to say maybe Asian Americans, but the voiceovers are done by guest stars. And that's what she was going to do, but she did what?
Cyberbullying and being a cunt.
Fucked up her money.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. And then God came down and smited that bitch with the most righteous smiting I've seen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, since maybe fucking Lot's wife. Yeah. I don't know.
Pretty soon,
she'll be ordinary people.
I like how that man sprinkled that shit on there. Moving on to Brian Fuller. Man, we love Brian Fuller, man. He's a great guy. He's a creative on Hannibal, right?
Yes, that show rules.
That's what I hear. So he is remaking Christine, which I think nobody should remake Christine. Christine is nothing but the car in the car, too. Christine was a terrible movie.
The kid. Yeah, good.
He's terrible. He's fucking awful.
The book's all right.
The book is fine, but, you know.
I mean, it just ain't a gem of a movie.
I don't know, you know, man. What I'm saying? If Brian Fuller's behind it, I'm here for it. Fucking some of those scenes in Hannibal were some of the. I was just like, I cannot believe they are getting away with this on network television.
Oh, awesome.
Like every episode, I was like, dude, I cannot believe they are letting them do this. You know? So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm here for it. I loved Hannibal.
We brought back goddamn It and Dr. Sleep. We can do anything.
I know. I like Dr. Sleep. Thanks.
Moving on to You Don't Fucked Up Your Money, right? Now let's get down to the real nitty gritty. from the AJC. I don't know. Didn't we just have a coin shortage like 6 months ago?
Yes.
Why people are finding pennies everywhere, right?
It was because of COVID.
Yeah, but this dude from the AJC.
I didn't think about it, but yeah, you're right. Where the guy with the oily pennies, this fucking guy, where the fuck are they getting all these
pennies? This man dumps 80,000 pennies on ex-wife lawn as last child support payment. It was only worth $800. Like Jermaine said, nigga, you spent double the money transporting the pennies over there.
Yeah, well, sometimes...
You fucked up your shocks.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta let the spite take hold, you know? Embrace it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know these folks' situation, but...
All I'm kind of ha-ha. Really got those pennies.
Hell, he might have been saving them up for fucking 16 years that he's been paying child support, you know, knowing that this day would finally come.
And like, nigga, she gonna get the money out your check now. That ain't like, you dumping a bunch of pennies on there ain't real payment.
Yeah, no, that's legal tender, fool. Take it.
All right. Show you right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hell, I don't care.
What I want to end the world is a penny gun. Let that motherfucker shoot out like a bazooka.
Right.
Say one goddamn, come close to my house again. I'll turn you into a piece of pizza, boy.
Well, I mean, technically.
Yeah. There's a scene in Young Guns 2 where Billy the Kid loads up a shotgun with like $1.50 and kills this guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
And he says, "Keep." What does he say? Does he say keep the change? Or, I don't remember.
Mila Jovovich did the same thing in Resident Evil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had a shotgun with a bunch of goddamn silver dollars in them. Eat your ass alive. So moving on, that guy done fucked up his money because you got all them pennies. Then your tie, you need new ties. And then you had to bring a wheelbarrow. He probably had a Ford truck. Holler at us, Ford. Ford, penny what, strong.
What fucking your ex-wife needs to be built Ford tough? Yeah, the new Ford F-150 extended cab. Yeah, when you gotta tell that bitch what's up.
9,000 pennies, nigga.
We don't care how big your child support payment is. We can get pennies in there.
$90.
Extended cab dually 350 Ford.
Yeah. That shit sells itself. Hate your wife. Father's Day is coming up. Buy yourself a Ford truck and dump your pennies on her line. Dump on her boyfriend line. Doesn't matter. We got a new lift gate. That slides the pennies off while you drive by the neighborhood.
Leaving a trail of pennies behind you.
And come back with a clean back truck. Moving on.
Don't even get us on the nickels.
Shit. We had a coin shortage, but people keep finding pennies. I guess they're useless. Do we want to talk about Kanye West crashing the Gap's website with his ugly jacket?
You could sum it up real quick. He released a puffy blue jacket with no zipper or buttons, so it doesn't close. It's $200.
So it's like a vest, kind of. Like, well, no, even worse than a vest, because most vests zipper button. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a jacket. You know, and like Jamar said, so many people went on to buy it that it crashed the website. But they said 50,000 people. That don't sound like that much to me.
I mean, if it's all at once.
I guess so.
First 30 minutes.
Admittedly, my puffy jacket ain't selling. I don't know. Go to TokyoBlackWorld.com and order something.
Yeah, please.
We'll see.
That'll help.
We'll see.
But you know, if you niggas spend $200 on a jacket that you can't wear in the wintertime nor the summertime when it rains, it's worthless jacket. You got to only wear it in the fall.
Mm-hmm. And do I point out the follow up story? Anybody?
Please.
When they photographed him at the airport coming home with his alleged mistress, he came out and he was wearing a powder blue jacket. I was like, oh, he's wearing a jacket. Nah, he's wearing one that closes up.
Because he's not a fool.
You know why? Yeah, because he needs protection from the elements. not us.
I got stimmy envy if you spent your $200 on that jacket.
Yeah,
I could have been buying me some goddamn stock, getting them diamond hands. Moving on to the last piece of thing that we have from, you know, fuck with your money, right? I've never been on American before. Have you? Anybody?
No.
How do they make money? Because I've never seen nobody say they go into American.
I don't know. I mean, I guess some people fly them. Yeah, we've always just been Delta folk.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't afford Delta. Thank God for Southwest. So American is following Delta's lead and asking employees to volunteer at the airport. In the words of Brandon, what you want to tell them, Brandon?
Now take your hands from around my throat, Nick.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I would say get that bullshit out of my face, bitch.
Yeah, that would have been smart. I hear you looking for Candyman, bitch.
Volunteer.
Man. Dude, please. Yeah. Please.
You don't fuck up your money if you volunteer to work at work.
Well, you done fucked up your money that I got to volunteer. You know what I'm saying? That's I understand the fucking it was hard times, but bruh, if I'm old fucking work a 40 and then you're wanting me to come in for 5 for free, suck a dick, man. I can't even do it. Yeah. You know? There ain't no way, Jack. Like, you know, you're either going to have to volunteer or you're fired. Be like, well, you'll be hearing from my lawyer. Yeah.
Well, nigga, I'm going to work for free. Shit, we going to steal more than a minute from the back if I got to come in and volunteer.
Right, I better be getting some fucking frequent flyer miles or something. Yeah, like.
I need 41st class flight.
Yeah, no shit. I need something because they're for free. Yeah, and it's just to, like, usher people through the airport and shit, point them where to go, answer questions. Man, that's a living hell. Yeah, I'm going to JetBlue where they ain't even fucking entertaining this nonsense, you know?
That shit funny. You go to her, where's Delta? Is anybody getting on American? Where's Southwest? Where's Spirit? Man, fuck this shit. I go home, they won't even know I'm gone.
That fuck clock out on my phone. Man, just Yahoo after Yahoo coming through that fucking airport asking you questions. I would die. Yeah, I would
Where's
put my head in that
claim
right. I would put my head in that baggage claim thing and just rip my own head off. Terrible.
These people never volunteer to do shit at work because your job don't volunteer to do shit at your house on the weekend. Don't volunteer at work,
or at least not my job. I can't answer for everybody's job, but yeah.
Not mine's either, so I'm going to answer for everybody, nigga. If your job volunteering to do shit at your house on the weekend, send a brother a link so I can get me a new job.
Yeah, right in. TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com.
I need a fence or something.
Tell a volunteer.
Please. Moving on to mind your business. This is our favorite story where people should mind their business. If I'm black and I'm doing something you don't like, mind your motherfucking business. If you seeing Brandon scratching off lottery tickets that he just won and you want to ask him what his numbers is, he going to look at you and say, bitch, mind your business.
I will. I will say that, especially if I just won the lottery. There's going to be a lot of bitch mind your businesses floating around. Yeah.
And this is sad. When every time the Chinese steal Dusty word, Dusty sent him paperwork. Bitch, mind your business.
My proudest moment.
Oh god, a motherfucker ripping you off. We don't even know it. They probably got Tokyo Black Panda girls out
I'm
there.
I'm waiting on the next. I know, right? I'm waiting on the next one to come out. I'm waiting on to see what my next piece is.
At least you know they loved your work. So let's get to mind your business, right. Please, people. Please. This is from we only got one story. Brandon sent this to us. This is the most ridiculous story I ever heard in my life. From Fox News, sex ed teacher out at Dalton after masturbation lesson for first graders. Bro. Dalton parents were paying $55,000 a year for their kids to go to this school, and they were not pleased that they had a sex education teacher.
You know what the teacher's advice was?
Do not come.
That was good. Man, that nigga, that's the quickest you ever been.
Dude.
But I'm like,
this is ridiculous, man. How did you think this was a good idea? Yeah, who thought that 2 years old or whatever, however old these kids were? Nine, I don't know, way too young.
How the fuck did this get through the curriculum?
She had to have gone rogue, right? Like, yeah, I know what's best shit. I mean,
renegade.
Yeah, right.
I mean, whatever's past rogue.
I just asked the question. Like, I know they nine this shit, but how soon before we will have found porn if we had the internet out at our time?
I don't know. That's a good question. That is a good question.
Yeah,
because everybody got a cell phone with the internet, and the motherfuckers know how to work it better than their parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess at least half the time it took to get a fucking porno mag. So, yeah.
It take long because everybody in the neighborhood will pass them around. You just rip out the stuck out pages. Living in America in the 2000s.
In the woods.
Yeah.
You know where they're at.
Everybody in the goddamn wooden crate.
Yeah.
Make sure not to get them wet.
Wipe off the earthworms.
I don't even know how you explain the goddamn first graders to jack off.
Dude, you don't. That's the point. Yeah,
like, I know. I'm like, bro, them nigga probably like shit, Creon. Right. What the fuck this lady talking about?
It's inappropriate, and they won't understand. And then you got to go home with a bunch of awkward questions that you weren't ready to fucking answer yet. Yeah.
Yeah. All of you, wait until you're 18.
Daddy, my
Google JOI.
Daddy, my teacher said something about ejaculation. She go to bed. It's 2 o'clock, nigga. What I told you?
I mean,
y'all missed the whole thing. Fuck y'all. All right, Dusty's gone. Jermaine never came back. We're here. The last two amigos. Shit, we'll fight it out.
You're right, two men enter.
Shit, four man in, a two man left. But they didn't know we were gonna split the $2 million prize with them. But we get to take it all.
Yeah, $2,000 worth of apple slices. What?
Yeah, so let's get back on to this mind your business. So I read this story, and the police should have just minded their business. So this is from CNN Travel. Over 69 pounds of cocaine discovered on a cruise ship. That ain't got nothing to do with you. I am America a good service by bringing some of this pure white Peruvian cocaine over here. You niggas are stopping the product.
Yeah, but yeah, 65 pounds. That's a fair amount of cocaine. Yeah, that was definitely somebody's test. They were probably like, man, we're just opening up. Ain't a whole lot of people going to be on the ship. You know what I'm saying? I got this perfect spot, and then some fucking snitch. Yeah.
That sounds like you got a snitch and you miss.
Yeah. Well,
you got to start chopping people down.
I don't think so. They just found it on like a routine check. I mean, I'm sure somebody was being a fucking Dudley Do-Right, but.
Let me tell you something. Routine checks sound like socialism to me. That shit sound like it was planned out like a motherfucker. 9 times out of 10, 69 pounds of dope is hidden well. You ain't hiding that shit in a local storage room. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit will put on while the crew is either asleep or gone.
Yeah, or they're all on the take too. Yeah.
Like, they don't make no more.
I'd be like, bro, I've got 65 pounds of cocaine. Here's $500 a piece to fucking keep your mouth shut. Yeah. All right, Captain. You know what I'm saying?
My favorite thing is when white people say they on the take. You on the take? Hell yeah, I'm on the take, nigga. Why not? It pays more. Don't go on the take, people. But, you know, hey, you got to feed your family, cuz.
No, 65 you pounds eat lobster? Of cocaine.
You want to eat cheesecake. I mean, cheese steak.
Yeah, like I said, 65 pounds of cocaine will definitely do it. You'll be eating a lot of lobster on that.
Somebody ain't coming home off that ship. It may be the captain. I'm going down with the ship, guys. What you do? 69 pounds of cocaine disappeared. Somebody got to pay. He going to be y'all or me. You going down with the ship captain? Hell yeah. Why he sneak out the bottom? It's all yours, player.
You're the captain now. You sold us out. Look at me. You're the captain now.
Eat a dick, nigga. Moving on to the NewYorkPost.com. This is one we had a conversation about lobster. I don't like lobster. I'm not a fan of it.
What?
So, you know, now people are actually goddamn giving the lobster THC to try to soothe the pain. And while you frying him in 900 degrees worth of hot water, you got sick of the motherfucker screaming, didn't you?
Spoiler warning. It did not help. They found it. It did nothing to ease the pain.
They didn't give boiled him enough, man.
Yeah. Dude, I don't care how much weed I smoke. If somebody puts me in a giant boiling pot, it ain't helping, bro. Like, I guess it'll suck a tiny bit less because you're high, but it ain't doing nothing for the pain, homeboy.
Are you telling me if I get high and jump in a volcano, it gonna hurt?
Yes. Yes, that is. You're straight up not going to be having a good time, bro.
It's gonna be a wrap. The moment you realize you touch that shit, screaming is irrelevant now.
Yeah, it ended up all right for Darth Vader, but I don't think you're gonna have the same results.
10 seconds that shit gave him for less pain while it was just burning. Jesus fucking Christ! Oh God, moving on, man. No conspiracy theory. The end is near. Move on from that. Blah, blah, blah. We was going to do 80 chicks, but we'll do it next week. Because since nobody want to show up, we can do white folk, black folk, crazy news. Brandon?
White terror strikes again.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Non-functioning grass to be banned in Las Vegas. Nigga, we just opened up for COVID-19. They're going to make people pull up their grass that is non-functional. Meaning, nigga, they got a water drought. So people, goddamn, your grass, you just got beautiful grass. You better be pulling that shit up if it's in Las Vegas, nigga. You can't water no grass around there.
I guess all the fake grass inside the hotels and shit that don't need to be there.
Nearly one third of all grass in Southern Nevada would need to be removed by the end of 2026 under a new bill. Hold on. I thought that was doing this shit immediately. Nigga, this is signed into a bill, man. Get out of here, man. 2026, nigga, you know how much shit we can waste? By 2026.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to timestamp this and we'll go back and we'll turn around 5 years from now and see.
Nigga, you can build a whole forest and waste all the water in the village, nigga. And your bill don't come to 2026. How you gonna stop drought 5 years down the line by removing grass in Las Vegas?
I don't understand how that's supposed to stop a drought either. Like,
it's supposed to conserve the water, or whatever, for the state.
Fuck, I guess. Like, what happens if it just rains, though? I mean, obviously it won't because they're in a drought, but is water grass really sucking up?
Well, that sounds like Democratic shit to me. I'm sorry. This episode, I'm more of a Republican today. That shit sound ludicrous as fuck. That nigga signed a bill. Like, nigga, move. Some of those places have beautiful grassy knolls on the inside, nigga. That shit take time to go grass on the inside and make it look beautiful, nigga. It's a Chinese New Year coming up. They need that grass. We went to one hotel. They had got them grass all downstairs. That shit was beautiful. It was majestic. Just like, damn. Right. A nigga actually put this shit down here.
Yeah, I feel you. That one has like that big garden in the middle of it.
Because we had to throw all that shit away, huh?
Yep. Get some kudzu.
Say what?
Get some kudzu.
And all that shit start looking like zombie town. Now we'll need no kudzu. That shit don't stop eating. That shit just instead of growing. Moving on. Oh, yeah. This is another hillbilly from the south. from NBC News, man charged in January 6th. It is amazing that these niggas still getting charged to this day. And he was charged chugging a bottle of wine on the Capitol floor. Now he said he want to run for 2022 campaign. He got a campaign going out. He want to be New Hampshire's second district.
Dude, I hope this guy wins. The audacity is just unbelievable. And I don't know, like, I'm glad they're rounding him up, but hey, if you can make something of it, I guess. Like I said, I hope this guy wins. That'd be hilarious.
Everybody who was in the June 6th riot, you nigga, it's gonna be commercials with your face on it. Job interviews gonna be telling you like, no, bro. They gonna be playing the video. Have you ever been here before? All white people like, hell no, I was at work that day. They doing face recognition. There you go right there. We can't hire you. You're on the list.
Yeah, word. This guy's going to run for freaking Congress. Like I said, I hope he wins. I really do.
It's like beating a baby seal, bro. They got so much ammunition against you, nigga. There's no possible way you can win.
Fuck it, he's like embracing it. Oh man, what was his campaign slogan too? Because it was classic. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Oh, he said his campaign slogan, he's like, I guess it'll be let's get back to work. His campaign is planned out poorly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Jack, you ain't gonna win with that. Moving on, that's what he's gonna say about you. Moving on. Don't even waste your $50 to fill out the paperwork. He's just throwing it down the drain. All right, so let's get to the businessinsider.com. Ooh, while we're talking about more Capital City rioters, this young man, 24-year-old man accused of storming the Capitol in designer clothing. This lucky bastard has been ordered to stay at his parents' $4.5 million mansion While on his pretrial release.
Ain't he good though, I guess, for that guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no ass to be staying in the Bronx in New York City in a shitty apartment.
Can't be, no shit, my ass be staying in Pelican Bay. Yeah.
What do you mean I gotta go stand on the corner and don't leave?
Yeah, 4.5 mil. I'm sure he's devastated.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure him playing Xbox all day long and drinking beer and shit while the maid work, he'd be good to go. If your parents got a $4.5 million home and they let you go to the Capitol ride, you should be taking some equity for them. Uncle Sam gonna need about. We're going to need about a good $400,000 for your son breaking the law.
Yeah, and you know he's going to have to report to you.
I'm Max Cherry. Bail bondsman.
Won't be no sweet music playing with Max Cherry. Get his hands on you. Moving on, this is going to be Brandon's greatest story. You like the slip and slide?
I do.
I have no idea. This is for Fox News, too. This is a Fox TV show, I guess. They making a slip and slide show. Have we run amok with game shows that we have nothing left?
Yes. Yes.
So allegedly they had to halt the show because people had explosive diarrhea on set. You don't want explosive diarrhea while you slide down a goddamn $10,000 slide.
No, you don't. You don't.
Doing COVID.
That's the thing you want the least. Yeah. Just a giant shit slide.
And they don't know how the people got it. That sound like catering.
Well, they said there might have been some kind of a fucking diarrhea causing amoeba in the water. Yeah. And they think that's what happened. But, you know, yeah. Anything where the symptoms explosive diarrhea, I try to stay away from.
Ooh, I seen that video and they gave everybody those some laxative at a school, bro. That motherfucker was shitting everywhere in their lockers. They were shitting in the toilets. They were shitting in the pisses. They were shitting in their clothes. They were shitting in the trash can, bro. The motherfucker just, somebody did a joke, man, and they just had like video of all the kids in the school.
Really?
You shit on a pisser? Yes. They just taking off their clothes. I'm like, there, no way in hell, boy. A girl went in her locker. I said, yo, locker, you ruined everything in there. Got to throw the whole school away now.
I mean, I guess it's better than your draws. Marginally, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's too gruesome to think about.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that got 10 years in prison for whoever did that. One thing you don't want is explosive diarrhea out there in the world. It's fine at your house.
Ish.
Shit, you can clean yourself up and nobody know a thing. You out there in the world, everybody gonna know. You smell like shit, boy.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, it's rough for me. It's rough for the people who was on this TV show getting paid $4,000 and they catch explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, explosive anything isn't, yeah.
Nick, you on a Fox reality TV show about slip and slide, and you got explosive diarrhea. And you know you can't sue because you already don't sign the contract and spend the money. Nigga had to catch up on some bills.
That gets AC fixed.
Yeah, nigga, you spent all the money they fronted you. You know you got to pay that back. When? Today.
With explosive diarrhea.
Oh, God. Moving on to the last story. No one cares about the DoorDash driver threatening people at McDonald's because he was denied a Happy Meal.
It's hilarious, though.
Yo, white people got to stop. That nigga look like he doesn't deserve a Happy Meal.
Dude, this guy, yeah, he looked creepy as all outdoors, you know, and he was trying to get a Happy Meal at, like, I don't know, 9 a.m. or something. Just breakfast full, you know.
Yeah, nigga, you look like you on the list.
He definitely looks like
he
can't.
You don't get no Happy.
Yeah, it definitely looks like he can't be between, you know, 1,500 yards of a school. Allegedly, of course.
Allegedly, he got that crazy eye too. You can't trust that motherfucker. Yeah, but you know, if you want to, what do you want a Happy Meal that early in the morning? The police ought have been going to your house. Let's go to your house, bub.
Yeah, I just sold him one so I could get his credit card information and pass it on to the cops. Yeah.
Yeah, like, good nigga, you too big and a Happy Meal ain't going to fill you up. Allegedly. Yeah. Moving on to the last story. So we actually got footage. We actually got audio. Can't believe it. Man, this show sucks so bad. We're so sorry, guys. I promise you next year, we're going to fire all them niggas ass and get up. It's going to be me and Brandon. the Brandon and Jamar show. Who happened to everybody else? Fuck them niggas. So we got a new from CNN. It'll be the last story of the day. A Cape Cod diver. I'll let Brandon explain. This young man, he's a lobster diver or whatever, and he ended up getting swallowed by a whale.
Yeah.
But Brandon going to play the audio for you. Play that
all
clip.
All of a sudden, I just felt this huge bump, and everything went dark. And then I realized, oh, my God, I'm in a whale's mouth. And then all of a sudden, he went up to the surface and just erupted and started shaking his head. And I just got thrown in the air and landed in the water.
Dude, let me tell you this. I guess there is one point where it's okay to have explosive diarrhea because my sweatsuit would have been lined with feces once that fucking whale fucking had me in his mouth. Yeah. I would have shit a brick. Yeah.
And, bro, you see that dude, he got them soft shoes on, like Jermaine said, and a cigarette in his mouth. You better be glad you ain't take no bath, bub, because that whale like this nigga nasty. He blew you out the hole. I don't care what you want to believe in, nigga, but you might want to start praying every day. Well, Jack, it's gonna be a bad day for you.
Well, my buddy said that apparently, like, this guy was in a plane crash where he survived but four other people died. I was like, man, yeah, you're walking with angels for sure, bub.
I don't want to be with you, because niggas like Final Destination, they go out with you and don't come back.
Yeah,
but you are always alive.
Or you made the gnarliest deal with the devil, one of the two.
Yeah, but this motherfucker here, you got to see that white dude. He looks dirty all out, though. He's smoking a cigarette. That whale was like, man, this nigga tastes nasty. It's a nasty fish. Yeah, he probably had no crap in his pants, and that shit touched his tongue. What the hell is that? It
tastes like shit. What's on?
In the end of the interview, his friend was like, yeah, I just seen him hit the water, man. I ain't know what to do. Well, save his life, nigga.
Yeah, I got to be honest. If you just got Jonah'd out of a whale, it'd probably take me a good 30 seconds to process what the fuck just happened. You know, you're going to be, I hope you don't sink to the bottom in 30 seconds, because I'm going to need that to just be like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Smarter than me, boy. It's going to take me about 20 minutes. Did that whale just shoot that nigga out of his hole? I only seen that shit on cartoon.
Yeah. Like I said, fucking, he'd have got a whole mouthful, because, yeah. I mean, like.
But can you imagine being high and you just diving for lobster and they get dark? And you like, what the fuck happened? And you turn the light on. And nigga, you done went to his throat, nigga. You was done.
Well, they say luckily a whale's throat isn't big enough to swallow a human.
Yeah, what about the killer whale?
Yeah. I don't think they could swallow you whole, but they could definitely fuck you up. Yeah. I see the way they throw them seals around. You ain't much bigger. They'd be out there just bouncing your ass all over the ocean. Yeah.
And by the time they chomp on you one time, you better pray to Cthulhu, nigga, because it's finna get real ugly.
Davy Jones's locker up in his motherfucker.
Nigga, what? You gonna become the universal. You gonna become universal food. Whew. Well, it was a great show. Sorry, guys. Everybody rolled out on us, but I got some coming next week. When Jermaine and Dusty see me tomorrow.
Do not come.
Well, please don't do that yet. They'll be like, "Don't come." Hey, Jamar's out there. What does he want? Yeah, bub. We're good for today. Well, we appreciate you guys coming out for episode 138. It's still funny. We still hit you with some zingers and some pingers. I always remember, people, diamond hand hold and paper hands fold. Only want a little bit of money. Tighten up. Brandon?
What's up with your boy, B-Rock, the white liaison? Don't forget, you can write into TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @TokyoBlackPod. We got a Facebook page. It's the Tokyo Black Hour. We need to change the title. Don't forget to check out Christian's books, 7 Lives, 10 Lives, on sale now. Check out Dusty at dustygriffin.com. And you can also find him and Adam Fair's podcast every Saturday morning at everysaturdaymorning.fun, where they take a look at every Saturday morning cartoon lineup from now until the beginning of time. Check out Jack's podcast, That Pointless Podcast. Check out the Common Ride With Me at the Common Ride With Me podcast. Check out the TKB Panda Shop and buy some merch. Would be cool. We would also like to give a big shout out to our overseas listeners. Our Russian homies coming in first this time around, followed by France. Our homies in the UK are still checking in. And our listeners in Canada still hanging tough. So we appreciate all you overseas guys. Write in, man. Right in. Give us news stories from where you're from. We'll report on them. And, yeah, man, that's a wrap for me.
Oh, yeah, man. We appreciate everything. That's a wrap for me. And for Jermaine and Dusty, they'll catch you next week on the Tokyo Black News and Review. But is Brandon going to leave you with some sweet words from our friend Kamala Harris?
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek. Do not come. Do not come.
Words to live by.
Mind your business.
So your Black Hour is out.
Peace.